Roberto, your reaction to that, I'm sure it was a tough one to watch, especially the last 45 seconds of the encounter.
Yeah, we had two turnovers at the end that were, you know, were close to cost us the game. So I mean, it was a, you know, tough game. They made a very physical game, and we have a lot of young guys who still need to understand that, you know, it takes a little bit more discipline. It takes a little bit more, you know, just being disciplined and executing and playing smart so that we can finish the game strong. You know, like we believe that we had a lead and we should have finished a little bit more comfortably. But
looking for more killer instinct maybe in the future.
I think it's not so much about killer instinct. It's more about the, you know, just executing, knowing what you're supposed to do, and just playing discipline and smart, you know. And I'm trying to teach the guys to, you know, that's what it takes to be the best. And you know, we're very young, and we have been working together for 3 weeks only, so it just takes time. You know?
Maybe the word you look for, maybe more experience, maybe, and that come with time with these young players.
Well, experience helps, of course. And I mean, we have some guys who, even though they're young, they have some experience, even international experience. So I think the experience in the group, even if we're young, is good enough. You know, we just need to get, you know, hopefully everybody on the same page. That's the biggest thing at the moment. You know, like, because we are, you know, I'm a new coach for the team, so it just takes time to, you know, to come into the new system, and you know, and so yeah. But I'm happy that we got the win. You know, it was not easy. They did a good job. You know, they had it, almost had it at the end. So. We got it at the end, so it's important that we get a win in our home court. So
two wins from three isn't bad as well after three games played.
Yeah, our second game last weekend against Neptune was a very tough matchup. We, you know, Neptune is a good club, a good team. They got a, you know, tradition and culture. So they were just a few steps ahead of us. You know, again, we are. It's only the beginning for this team. You know, we got. It's been a lot of changes in the group. So we just got to get back to practice and, you know, go to work and just develop day after day. But two out of three is not pretty good, pretty bad, absolutely. And even though we've been missing, you know, last weekend we were missing some of the main guys in the team, and this weekend we miss Ronan, who unfortunately is not going to be able to be with us for the rest of the season. So
What's the reason for that?
Well, it's just family commitments and work, and he lives away, like 1 hour away, and you know, so he just said, like, you know, it was frustrating for him not being able to come to not every practice, but you know, even once a week, you know, so he made that choice. So I respect that, you know, and that's how it is, you know. But I'm not so much so worried about those who are not here. I'm worried about the guys who are really in here. They're committed, and you know, they want to work. So we have a good enough group to be competitive this season. So.
Aidan O'Shea, I believe, he came to practice on Wednesday, I think.
No, I think he wanted to, but he couldn't make it. But
okay,
no, so I heard that he because of it, Shane has been talking to him, and I heard that he's going to be going away with the to Australia.
Yeah, to the GAA.
Yeah, yeah. So
is he another man that you probably won't see?
It might take a month for him to be back. So then, you know, after that, and also he has some problem with his foot as well, I think. So right now, you know, again, I'm just counting with those who are here and trying to make the best out of this group. And you know, if we have some more players coming up, like, you know, in a month or whatever, you know, that would be great. But again, I'm just trying to work with whoever is here, every practice, every day. So.
Just before we finish up and just come back to the win itself here tonight over Portlaoise, there was a lot of changes in CHOP, and you got plenty of game time for a lot of your players.
Yeah.
Do you think that's influenced the flow of the game?
Absolutely. You know, I'm the kind of coach that I'm not. So for me, first of all, like, attendance to practice is important, you know, because if we're trying to play a certain way and the guys don't know what we're supposed to do, then, you know, it's hard to know to play for me, you know. Also, I need to trust these guys so that when they come on the floor, they're going to try to do what's best for the team, you know. So for me, I believe that the team comes always before the individual. So I understand that there are some players that might be like main guys or bigger names, you know, but I have to evaluate what I see, what I've seen. You know, of course, I have to consider what I heard from last season. But you know, based on what I've seen so far in practice and so on, I think the playing time was more or less fair to everybody. I want to also give a chance to the younger guys because they have pretty good attitude. They come to practice. You know, we're trying to build like in the long term. We try to think long term. We're trying to develop the whole club, so the under-18 team. You know, and hopefully, you know, I mean, some of them, they're maybe not still ready to play a lot of minutes, you know, but they can help with a couple of minutes, you know. And if they take the chance and they do good, they can be on the court. You know, like Matthew, he did the under-18 boy, he did pretty good job today. He had 2 threes, you know, so he was playing good. I kept him on the floor a little bit longer. So, you know, I'm just trying to make everybody understand that the team comes with 4 individuals. So, you know, even if you are best player in the world, if you're not coming to practice, if you don't have a good attitude, then you know you can't get to play.
Just a word on your fellow Spaniard, how do you think he settled into the club as well? He came in around the same time as yourself.
We used to play together, me and him, back in Spain when we were like 18 or 20, so we know each other pretty well. And you know, he the most important thing for me bringing somebody was that it was somebody that I could trust, you know, that I was reliable person, you know. And I know him pretty well, and even though he's a little bit, might be a little bit lazy sometimes, you know, big guys, they're always a little bit lazy, but, you know, I'm his friend, but when I have to be his coach, I'm his coach. So we are pretty good, like, separating things, you know, so when I have to push him or give him a kick in the butt, I keep, you know, give him a kick in the butt. But after, off the court, we're good friends, and, you know, he's a great guy. He's not only good for the team, but for the club. So, yeah.
And lastly, has it been good to have a friend from the same culture to settle into the club here as well?
Who's that?
Your fellow Spaniard friend.
Jesus, about Jesus. Yeah, I mean, off the court, like, you know, it makes it a little bit easier, you know, like, but for me, I'm not so worried about socializing with the Spanish people. Like, I've been living outside of Spain for too long, like, already, so I don't mind, like, I'm good with the Irish, like, hanging out with Irish people, like, you know, it's no problem. Yeah, but I think for him, it's actually a little bit easier that he has somebody that he knows here, you know. So, yeah, that was important for us to bring somebody who, you know, who was not only spectacular and, you know, but that he was going to do the dirty job, you know, like in the paint. We needed a big body, and that he was a good person, not only a good player, you know. But like today, you know, the first game, it was huge for us, you know. Without him, we would have a lot of problems inside, so he's helping us big time. So.
And lastly, what needs to improve for next game against Glamorgan? Would you think you need to be a bit better in defense, is it, or what would you put in?
Yeah, well, defensively, today we were much better than the first day. I was much happier, and the second day against Neptune, so first day against Celtics, they scored 91 points. It was only 65 points that they scored on us today, so I'm happier that, you know, defensively, but we still have to. We have still a lot of work to do. I've been focusing more on the offense because we haven't have. You know, I came here 3 weeks ago and it was like 1 week before the first game. So I just needed to get the team ready offensively. But defensively takes more time to build the whole. You know, the whole thing. But believe it or not, I'm more of a defensive minded kind of coach. So I don't want to just score more than the other team. I want, you know, to get stops. I want that the other team doesn't score so much on us. So, but it just takes time, you know, and we only have 3 weeks. So hopefully I can, you know, during the season implement the whole defense. So,